Хавод. Иди помешай. Gemma tells us the reason why we read last week Parashah Bechukotai before Shavuot, because we would like to have the curses behind us, since Shavuot is the day of judgment. And Ari says the whole Sefirat Omer is judgment. And it says Shulchan Aruch that the person should not take a blood test, they should not give blood the day before Shavuot, he might die. And it happened. The people gave blood before Shavuot and died. It's a special and bad angel. When a person gives blood, he's going to kill the person. Then Chachamim applied it for every Chag. The day before the Chag, we should not give blood or should not take a blood test. We see how dangerous it is, Chag HaShavuot. So, of course, the Gemara tells us that you have to be very happy on Chag HaShavuot. But on the other hand, it's very dangerous. It's called Yom HaDin. The Gemara tells us, Chachamim tells us, the Mishnah in Masechet Rosh Hashanah tells us that Hashem judges the world four times a year. On Rosh Hashanah, Hashem judges us for life. And on Shavuot, the judgment is on the fruits. Fruits. The explanation means the fruits will grow, they won't grow. The question is, why did Hashem decide to judge us on Shavuot? It's not time of blossom. It's not time when the fruit grows. Of course, the fruit grows, it's, you know, it's too much. Excuse me. It's too much. What Shavuot has to do with the fruits? Nothing grows on Shavuot, the fruits. It's true, the Gemara tells us, they harvest the wheat on Shavuot. Okay, but it's not a time the wheat grows. Actually, the wheat, Hashem really judges on Pesach. So the Gemara, the purpose of the Omer is to undo the Gezerah from the wheat. But here comes the Mishnah, comes the Gemara, and tells us, you know, Shabbat is Yom HaDin. Hashem is going to judge the fruits. The fruits? What has to do with the fruits? Dangerous Chag HaShavuot is. Chachamim tell us that Chag HaShavuot, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is judging us. And Leshla writes in his book, he's more afraid of Shavuot than Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah, Hashem will judge the person for his life. And Shavuot for the fruits. What for the fruits? It's nothing. Why is he so afraid of it? So the Gemara tells us some ideas about what Shavuot is all about. We have a custom to read Megillat Rut on Shavuot. So the explanation is that Megillat Rut is the root of David HaMelech. Boaz is going to get married to Rut. Excuse me. And what? And Boaz's great grandson is David HaMelech. So I say David HaMelech was born. He died on Shavuot. Probably, I don't know for sure, was born on Shavuot. Yeah, so it's a custom. It says Malachi Sefrim that it's not just a custom, it's more than a custom to read it. And Ashkenazim say bracha on it when they read it. It says Shalom Mitzvah Betzivanu Al Mikra Megillah. Say bracha. It's Shriyan on it. It says it's more than just a custom. It says because why? Because David HaMelech died on Shavuot and was born on maybe was born on Shavuot. This is the special thing Chachamim said. Read Megillat Torah on Shavuot. The Kabbalah of the Gemara tells us that in the Torah and in the Tanakh, the word is sentence. It's called, in Hebrew it's called Toladot. Toldot, the whole Torah and the Tanakh always missing a letter Vav. It's called Toldot Chaser. The sentence. And we say it's Ere Toldot Noach. Ere Toldot Yitzchak Ben Avraham. Every time he sees in the Torah, and in Tanakh, in the Navi also, it's the Toldot, Toldot, Toldot. So then it's missing above. Okay, it's not something to worry about so much. Because sometimes you're missing letters, you know, it's okay. But says the Gemara, two times in the Tanakh, the word Toldot has a vav. Actually, Toldot has two vavs. If you know how to write the word Toldot, after the Taf there's vav, and then after the Dal there's vav. So the Gemara says, twice in the Tanakh, Toldot is full. It means you have the two vavs. Because vav, the numerical value is six, and it resembles six things. The first time is in Parashat Bereshit. In the Toldot HaShamayim V'Aretz Mibaram, HaKadosh Baruch Hu writes in the Torah. It's actually, this is chapter 2, sentence 1. In Bereshit, those are the descendants of skies and earth. Sky and earth. It says, Toldot, the descendants have letter Vav, it means number 6 and 6. The second time in the Tanakh, only one more time, is Megillat Rut. Megillat Rut ends, the last sentence, it says, Ere Toldot Peretz, this is the descendants of Peretz. This Mr. Peretz was the son of Yehuda, and his descendant is going to be David HaMelech. It says, Toldot, the word Toldot, the sentence, with the letter Vav, number 6. It says the Gemara, what is the message, really? What's the message? So the Gemara says, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu created mankind, he made sure that six very important things is going to be on this world. At the time of Rishon, he had special glory on his face. His height was very high. And he should have lived forever. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu also made vegetables and fruits. And number 6, I don't remember right now. What's the number 6? Maybe I remember so. So actually the Gemara says like this, look. You know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created mankind, he granted him with everything. Since he ate without permission, what happened was that he lost three things from his own body. His glory went away, his height, he got shortened, and his life was shortened too. He lived only 930 years instead of to live forever. As well, something happened to the vegetables and the fruits. What happened to them? Nothing. What happened? Actually, the Gemara says you should know the taste that we eat today, the fruits, is not the real taste. The Gemara says after the destruction of Beit HaMikdash, the taste of the fruits were cancelled. It's not the right taste. All the pleasure, says the Gemara, that a person feels a pleasure, that's not the real. He feels, but it's not what Hashem meant. You eat food and you're very happy with food, or you see a scenery, you're very happy, and you hear the music, you're very happy, but it's not really what Hashem meant. It's much less than the original thing that Hashem had in mind. So Gemara says, listen, you should know after Adam Hashem ate from the tree, that's what happened. It happened that the fruits are not the same. So when the fruits are not the same, what does it mean? So the Ari says like this. The special bracha that Chachamim say when you smell the fruit. Special bracha. Notin reach tov baperot. Special bracha. So what if you smell it? So the Gemara tells us the smell of a person gets him to a very high stage of understanding what Hashem wants and what he should do. It means a person in his lifetime, says the Gemara, says the Rambam, should look to have wisdom. And the wisdom is to connect himself to a wisdom of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Actually, the Ariz says, before we start Shmoneh Esrei, a person should think certain things. he should connect himself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's ideas. And one of the ideas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is called wisdom. Wisdom. That Hashem wants a person to have wisdom. Hashem did not create us to walk around or just to have a good time. Hashem created us to have wisdom. As the Gemara says, when Mashiach will come, earth will be filled and full with wisdom. Because it is satisfaction that a person gets from understanding something is beyond all the other pleasures that people have. That's the goal of this world. And that's really the first Baruch Hashem in Israel. That after we say, "Okay, the Kadosh said, 'Atah Cholim Adam Da'at,' it says, 'Kadosh Baruch Hu, please, Cholim Micha Chokma Ben Adam, we want Chokma, we need Chokma, we need Chokma.' But that's the goal in life, that we should have wisdom, and then you enjoy the wisdom. The wisdom you have only if you connect to the Kadosh Baruch Hu. How would you connect to Kadosh Baruch Hu? How? The neshama has to have some kind of a connection. We call them a clip or something, to get to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that connection is via the nose, via the smell the person has. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us 5 senses. And I have to see, okay, I have to hear, maybe I have to touch. Why do we have to smell? Why did Hashem gave us the privilege to smell? Why do you have to smell? You don't smell. Sometimes better off not to smell, because then you don't smell bad smells. You don't smell any odor. So why did Hashem give us this idea of smelling? Because via smelling, you connect yourself. To what? So the Haftarah, the Navi reads like this. Navi said, Mashiach will come. He'll be able to smell. It says the smell that you smell is something that's connected to have fear of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then, says Navi, you'll be able to judge the poor people. The Gemara explained, Hashem revealed himself to Shlomo HaMelech when he was 12 years old. And asked Shlomo, what would you like to have? And Shlomo said, wisdom. And Shlomo explained, I want wisdom because I want to judge people. Not because he wants to be a judge, just because he wants to restore peace between people. The Gemara says, the purpose of trials and courts is not to say who is right, who is wrong. The Gemara says people used to go to court, so even if somebody lost the case, he used to go outside and dance. He says, thank God, I'm not a thief. Thank God. The court said, I owe the money, I'm happy to pay the money. In our time, it's a little bit different. But the Gemara says, that's the goal of the court, but the Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us a mitzvah. And he actually gave this to the goyim. One of the 7 mitzvot is to appoint courts. It's not just to make sure people don't fight. It's the opposite. To have peace. Hashem wants everybody to have peace. So if people have an argument and have the privilege to come to court, people say, you owe the money. So they say, thank God. No. I don't want to owe him money. I don't want to be a thief. I thought, I don't owe him. I owe him. Thank God. So the whole idea of this world is, of course, it's peace. And this is by court. Says the Gemara, you should know, Mashiach will come. Yisrat Hashem miyad b'emenu, amen. Mashiach will come, he will smell and judge. What does it mean? Says the Gemara, tell you what it means. At the time of Rabbi Akiva, was the guy, his name was Bar Kochba, that Rabbi Akiva, the Gedol Hador said, he's Mashiach. Bar Kochba is Mashiach. People argue with him. We say it's not Mashiach. So say they can make a test. How do you make a test if the guy's Mashiach? How do you know if it's Mashiach or not Mashiach? The Gemara says they brought 2 people in front of Bar Kochba and they asked the people, you have an argument? They say the argument. Say the argument. They asked Bar Kochba who is right. And they knew already who is right because they witnessed on one side. So they asked Bar Kochba who is right from those 2 people? So Bar Kochba said, I don't know. don't know. I said it's not Mashiach. So Navin says Mashiach is someone that will be able to smell, and via smelling he'll be able to judge. And that's what really Shlomo asks HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He wants only to have wisdom because he wants to judge. Again, it's not judging, it's to restore peace between people. That's the goal in life. So, comes in Lavin and says, look, the purpose of the nose of a person is able to smell. You don't have to know information. You can smell what's right, what's wrong. It's nothing to do with any information that you get. Any action, any decision that you make, your nose will tell you it's the right decision. I smell it. It's a good deal, it's not a good deal, it's a good heart, it's not a good heart, I should move, I should go. Everything your nose should tell you. That's the purpose of the nose. Because that's what Hashem had in mind, we should have wisdom. And that's what Gemara says, when Mashiach will come, there's going to be a lot of wisdom all around the world. I said that wisdom all around the world will teach us how to connect ourselves, so-called, to the channel upstairs, it's called wisdom, chokhmah. That's the purpose of life. And there the Gemara says you get from the smell. From the smell of the fruits, you get chokhmah. That's the secret of the smell. Why did Hashem make smell, the fruits should smell? Via the fruits, the Chachamim said, you have to say bracha. You have a special bracha. Hashem gives good smell. I said, who cares about it? I'm eating it. Just smelling it. Yeah, but smelling it. Actually, besamim is the same thing, but fruits has a special bracha. So Hashem gives the good smell in the fruits. So that smell makes you understand better. And the Torah tells us when the brothers came down to Egypt, and Yosef took Shimon and put him in jail. And told him he's going to release Shimon if they bring Binyamin back. So the brothers, the Torah tells us they go back. They tell Yaakov, Shimon's in jail. The guy in Egypt, they don't know it's Yosef. He said, bring Binyamin. If not, Shimon stay there forever. The Torah tells us that Yaakov made a package of some smelly things and told them, bring it to the guy in Egypt. He says, well, this is what? The Torah tells us a little some honey, some nuts, some peanuts, some almonds, some spices. So can you imagine somebody comes to Yosef? Yosef was the king of the world. King in Egypt, king of the world. And the brothers came from Israel and said, okay, I got a present for you. Open up the package. What the package? You have a jar of honey, and some peanuts, and some almonds, and some spices. He says, what is it all about? Yes, what is this? For what? Why do you bring me this? So the idea, Chavim said, the idea was, this is the smell of Eretz Israel. And Yosef would smell it. And Yosef had fear of Hashem, because Yosef told the brothers, Et Elokim ani yareh, I have a fear of Hashem. The brothers came home, they told Yaakov, listen, the guy in Egypt told us he has fear of Hashem. Yaakov said, he has fear of Hashem, I'll tell you what. Yes, Shimon is in jail. A guarantee that he would have the right decision in his head if he's going to smell those little things, then he'll connect himself to wisdom. So the wisdom will tell him, release Shimon. Shimon is not a spy. Yosef, I mean, he acted. And he said, this guy, you spies. And says, yeah, the proof that you're not spies if you mean Binyamin. So the whole thing was a fake thing, of course, because Yosef knew it's enough. But Yaakov doesn't know it. How are you going to convince Yosef that the whole thing is a sheker, is a lie? I said, by selling him some smelling thing from Eretz Israel. So when you smell the thing from Eretz Israel, that what opened up your mind. As the Gemara says, for example, in the Ketoret, in Beit HaMikdash, Hashem said, we should do Ketoret in Beit HaMikdash. What spices? Look, 11 spices. Mix them, then put them on the altar with fire, and then smell. So the Gemara, the whole Yerushalayim smelled it. It means people did not have to put any perfume, the Gemara says. But something very good, it says. For what?
question.
In Beit HaMikdash. In Beit HaMikdash, they make the spices. What is this all about? This is Hashem wants spices. Hashem doesn't care about spices. But spices, Ari says, when you say, Pitimaktorit, Atzuri, Atzipor, Nachribunah, all those things that smell very strong, connect you to Chochmah. So from the Mishnah, come the Gemara, and tells us in Beit HaMikdash they used to make a lotto every morning and afternoon. Who is going to do the spices, the ktoret? Says the Gemara, they never let a coin that once was able to do the spices do it again. Says the Gemara, why? The Gemara says, because ktoret made a person rich. It's a very special thing. So they wanted to give a chance to all the Kohanim to be rich. So every Kohen should have a turn. How would you know which one? Okay, we make a lotto. But let's say somebody, again, had the privilege to win. And he's going to do Ktorah, said, no, you can't, you had it once. That's why. Because every Kohen that made the Ktorah became rich. Whatever he made, he had, all of a sudden, a lot of, whatever it's gold or silver, says, what's the secret behind it? Because he did ktoret?
No.
Because if you had the privilege to do ktoret, the spices connects you to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's channel, it's called wisdom. Then you got wisdom. Then you knew what to do in order to have panosah. The Gemara says, ktoret ma'asheret, the ktoret made the people rich. Because the spices, the good smell, opens up your brain. And the smell goes into our brain, and the brain has some kind of a connection, so-called to the brain of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's called wisdom. That's the purpose. And that's what the Gemara says, that Tamar Rishon, after he ate from the tree, all of a sudden, there's no more smell in the fruits. The smell that we have today is not about smell. So the taste is not the same, and the smell is not the same. This is that happened. Then comes the Gemara and tells us, listen, we got to Har Sinai on Shavuot. Hashem restored everything back. People will not die anymore, and people got the glory. Angels came and put a crown on us. And as the smell of the fruits came, everything is. Not only that, comes the Gemara says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, while we were sitting on Har Sinai, Hashem brought from Gan Eden, a special smell. Special smell. So what's the smell? The smell of the spices. The smell of the spices, Hashem spread it all around Har Sinai. He says, what's the purpose? For what? Because via the smell, we'll get back to the stage of mankind before it from the tree. That's what the Gemara says. That Hashem created us for wisdom. We lost the wisdom because Adam HaRishon ate from the tree. Hashem restored it temporarily on Har Sinai. And on Har Sinai, we got to that stage. Let's actually, the Torah tells us, after we heard the commandments, Am Yisrael came to Moshe and said, Moshe, we don't want to hear Hashem again. We heard Hashem, we got very scared. We don't want it. So Moshe went, the text says, Moshe went to Hashem, told him, Hashem, they don't want to hear from you. So Hashem said, you know what? I like it very much. If they're scared, I like this very much. Chachamim ask, the Gemara tells us like this, when we crossed the Yam Suf, Hashem revealed himself to us, and we say in Az Yashir, Zeh Keli V'Anbehu. So Hashem opened up the skies and people were able to see Hashem. Of course, Hashem has no form. What it means is Hashem appears with a blue cloud, but the shape of the cloud was like a soldier. Since we were in Yom Suf and Hashem is going to drown the Egyptians, so the entity of Hashem that Hashem showed us was a soldier. When Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu, I'm going to give them the commandments, the Gemara says, I may say, ask Moshe, we would like to see Hashem. Why do you want to see Hashem? Because it's not something very, very popular and nice to see Hashem as a soldier. Soldier means strict. It's called Gevurah. We like to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu as a mercy entity. Actually, Hashem said, you want to know this? You want to see me? I'll show you my merciful entity. Prepare yourself for 3 days, and I'm going to come up. Says the Gemara, that the 3 days came, and before Hashem spoke to us, I saw a form of HaKadosh Baruch Hu as an elderly person. Zaken Malei Rachamim. It means, while we're crossing Yom Suf, Hashem revealed himself as a soldier. We want to see a different so-called face of Hashem, different entity of Hashem. And so Hashem said, okay, I'm going to show you. That's really, Hashem showed us a form of a blue cloud, but that blue cloud had the form of an elderly person, and really represent, Chachamim say, Chochmah. Hashem appears as wisdom also, but this is not strict. It's not like a soldier. Again, after Ten Commandments, Am Yisrael told Moshe Rabbeinu, we don't want to hear Hashem, we're going to die. Moshe Rabbeinu told Hashem, and Hashem said, good, they're scared of me, good. Excuse me, what do you mean they're scared of me? Am Yisrael asked to see a merciful entity, and Hashem did appear as merciful person, entity, and here, they're afraid of Hashem, and Hashem said, good, they are scared of me. Shlomo HaMelech writes in his book, Yirat Hashem Hi Chochma. In order for you to reach that level that you're going to smell and you're going to reach yourself to a position that you have wisdom, is if you have fear of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He says, Yirat Hashem, fear of Hashem, Hi Chochma, this is wisdom. It means you connect yourself to wisdom via a path. And that path is zero. But how do you get your star? It says, first the smell. So it's stages. It's like you escalate yourself. First you smell. And when you smell, you have to have in mind, I would like to have ira, fear of Hashem. When you have fear of Hashem, you reach Chochmah. And Chochmah, this is final destination. That's what Hashem wants from us. That's what Hashem had in mind when He created us. And that's what Chachamim says. That's what Navi says. V'arichot b'irat Hashem, Mashiach will smell b'irat Hashem. With fear of Hashem. If you have fear of Hashem, then you reach Chochmah. And that's actually what happened on Har Sinai. The Gemara says, Har Sinai Zohar says, Har Sinai Hashem brought this special smell from Gan Eden. It smells so good. And then Hashem appeared as a merciful person. And people looked upstairs and see Hashem. And it's very nice. Looks like a very merciful entity. In the meantime, Hashem set the commandments and we got very scared. So Hashem told Moshe, oh, you see, that's the escalation. That's what it is. First they smelled, and then they heard me, they got scared. But they see the final destination, they see a form of an elderly person that has a lot of mercy. This is wisdom. That's the goal. And that's the goal that Am Yisrael reached on Har Sinai. And the Gemara says they reached the level of mankind before ate from the tree. This is the vow. It's El Todot Hashemayim V'aretz. This is the descendants of earth. It says, what is this? One is mankind. It says, mankind, what does he have? There's a special light on his face. It shows, the Gemara says, Chochmat Adam Tayyip Panav. I said, you see in a person, you can see. If he has light on his face, it means it's the wisdom of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's going to live forever. And his height was able to reach a certain level of understanding who is HaKadosh Baruch Hu because of his height. And then were the fruits and vegetables. And then, after 823, he lost all the things. Came Shavuot, Mamad Har Sinai, Shavuot, Hashem restored it. Then we did the golden calf. Again, we lost all the things. Says the Gemara, Masechet Ta'anit, you know when Mashiach will come, Hashem is going to give you back everything. That's the destination. Destination is to reach Chochmah again. What it means, when the golden calf came, we lost the Chochmah. Since it's over, before Mashiach will come, Hashem will open all the gates of Chochmah. And the Gemara says, actually, 600 years before the 6,000, Hashem will open all the gates of Chochmah, says the Zohar. And that's actually when people started to have all this invention. The telephone and the electricity, they started. What happened now? The Zohar said, before Mashiach will come, Hashem will show us what wisdom is. That's the destination is wisdom. Says the Zohar, Hashem is going to try to push us to understand that this nation is wisdom by the invention that people have. That every day is an invention. How come you didn't have this 300 years ago, 400 years ago? What happened? Only about 200 years ago started the whole thing. The revolution. Revolution, invention, and all these things. What happened? Before Mashiach will come, that's what's going to happen. As Chachamim say, that's what happened. On Har Sinai and Shavuot, you know what happened on Shavuot? Shavuot, HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought a special smell, and from the smell, we elevated ourselves to have fear of Hashem. And fear of Hashem, we got to wisdom. After we did the golden calf, we lost everything. Says the Gemara, on Shavuot, Hashem judges the world. Does Hashem judge the world? What happened? So Hashem judges the world on the smell of the fruits. What is the smell of fruits? It says, to reach that level of wisdom, you need to have fruits that should have very good smell. For this, Hashem gave us a nose. Hashem gave us a nose to smell. To smell what? Fruits. Or smell spices. And those things will give us chokhmah. That's what they gave the Kohanim, chokhmah Bet HaMikdash. On Shavuot, Chachamim say, Hashem tells us if we want to have chokhmah. As the Rosh Hashanah, Hashem tells the person if you behaved. But yes, yes. See what Hashem wants to know if we know our task. If you know why did I create you. It's not going to be a punishment. This is a person, he says, I think I was created just to be here on this world. So for this Hashem did not create us. Hashem did create us only for wisdom, for Chochmah. To reach Chochmah. Actually the Gemara says that's why Hashem gave us the 10 commandments. It includes the whole Torah, that at that time we understood the Torah. And the Gemara tells us the biggest embarrassment, you come to Gan Eden, you don't know what's going on. The Gemara says, people get to Gan Eden, they have no idea what's going on. The guy is sinless, he didn't do no sin, but he didn't study Torah. He didn't study Torah, he doesn't know. Unless he has some kind of privilege, then they teach him over there. The Gemara says the Yehuda, since he guaranteed Binyamin to Yaakov, and he told Yaakov, if I don't bring Binyamin, I am cursed. Says the Gemara, even though that he brought Binyamin, he really did not bring him Binyamin. Says the Gemara that before Moshe Rabbeinu died, he gives the bracha to Yehuda. He tells him, says the Gemara, that you'll be able to go to Gan Eden and understand. So the Gemara tells us, Moshe Rabbeinu sees Baruch HaKodesh, while he was saying the bracha to Yehuda, and he was in front of the coffin of Yehuda, he says that they let Yehuda's neshama go to Gan Eden. Until then, he didn't let him. The neshama's vida was outside. You know, the Gemara tells us some stories. A big tzaddikim, they died, but before they came to Gan Eden, Hashem did not let them go to Gan Eden. He didn't go to them. So they had to be outside. The Gemara says, one of the Chachamim was outside, And Shmuel, the Gemara says, one of the Chachamim, Baruch HaKodesh, he saw what's going on in Gan Eden. You see this guy outside. He says, why is this guy outside? So his father tells him, they told me over here, they don't let him in Gan Eden because he embarrassed the rabbi. He didn't come to rabbi's lecture. The rabbi was waiting for him to come to the lecture. He didn't come to the lecture. I don't know exactly what it was. The Gemara says, didn't let him go to Gan Eden. Can't go to Gan Eden. And there's certain people needs a special privilege to go to Gan Eden. Says the Gemara, forget about going to Gan Eden. You go to Gan Eden and you don't understand what's going on. In Gan Eden, they learn Torah. They don't understand. So the Gemara says, Moshe had to pray hard for Yehuda to understand the Torah, people learn Gan Eden. That's actually what Hashem did on Shavuot. On Shavuot, what Hashem did is Hashem said the Ten Commandments to us. It included the whole Torah and because of the smell, and because of the fear of Hashem, we reached the level that's called Chokhmah, wisdom. So we got back, so called the Hashem before the sea. After the golden calf, everything fell apart again. Comes the Gemara, says, look, Megillat Rut ends. The word Toldot has number 6 again. It says, who? It says, Mashiach will have it. And number 6 refers to Mashiach. Mashiach will come, Hashem is going to restore back all the things that we lost after the golden calf, and we'll come back to creation. And you said, that Shavuot is so scary. As the Gemara says, that we read Parashat Bechukotai and the curses before Shavuot. I said, what happened? Hashem judges on Shavuot. Hashem judges. He says, the whole Sefirat HaOmer is like this. From Pesach to Shavuot is Sefirat HaOmer. You know what Hashem is? Ari says, it's Yimei Adin. It's very dangerous. Sefirat HaOmer, very dangerous. Every, I don't know, I can't say every, but since I remember, I said, Sefirat HaOmer, tragedy is a tragedy. All the time tragedy. No wonder there's a war. No wonder what happened in Iran. No wonder. Because Sefirat HaOmer, Hashem wants to know if we are here to understand that we have to have a connection to the gate of wisdom. That's it, nothing else. We have it, then you know what you're doing in this world. So without Torah, the Gemara says, the purpose that Hashem gave us the Torah is to use so-called our vessel, to use our power that is called wisdom to understand the Torah. Moshe tells the Torah before he dies. You know, the Torah is Yu Chochmah. It says Hashem gave you Chochmah to understand Torah, not to use the Chochmah for nonsense. And that's Hashem judges on Shavuot, as the Shlach said. He's scared of Shavuot, more than scared of Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah, Hashem judges you, how did you behave? Shavuot, Hashem judges us, if you know what you're doing here. Because if you don't learn, why does Hashem give you Chokhmah? Hashem did not give you Chokhmah. Should be Chacham, should to have wisdom. The wisdom was given for Torah. So Shavuot, that's our custom to stay up the whole night. As Chachamim say, that Shavuot is a very, very big thing. It says the Zohar, B'Shavuot, Atidin, Lemek Mek Megalutah, Mashiach Met Kam Shavuot. He says, why Kam Shavuot? Because that's the custom to read Megillat Rut. It's not because David HaMelech was died or maybe he was born on Shabbat. This doesn't make a difference to say bracha on it. Chachamim is going to come and tell you, listen, read Megillat Rut and say bracha on it. Bracha for what? Because David HaMelech died on Shabbat. Because Megillat Rut ends with the sentence, with the word Toledot, the sentence that has vav, that because of David HaMelech, his descendant will be Mashiach, and he will bring to this world Chokhmah. Etz Gemara says Eliyahu Navi is going to come before Mashiach. The Gemara says he's going to come to make peace in the world, Eliyahu Navi. To make peace. The purpose is peace. That actually is what happened. That Shlomo HaMelech said he wants to have Chokhmah. I said, why need Chokhmah? I said, because I want to have peace between people, to have Shalom. Have no Shalom, there's no purpose of this world. That's actually the Gemara says, that we say, Hashem Ozla Moitain, Hashem is going to give the Torah. Hashem Ozla Moitain, Shalom. He says, via the Torah, you have Shalom. He says, you know how to judge. You know how to make peace between entities. That's the purpose of this world. I says, this is Shavuot. Shavuot, Shavuot Omer says, Ari, you inch into Shavuot, it should get now in your head that you want to reach Chochmah for Torah. It's our custom to stay up at night to learn as much as we can, because Hashem, yeah, I know my obligation, I know my destination. My destination is Chokhmah, but only Chokhmah to Torah, only to understand Torah. It's not just learn 1 hour a day. I said, as much as I have time, I have to learn, the Gemara says. By learning, Yeshua HaKadosh Baruch Hu, yes, I need life. Life is Chokhmah, Rabbi Meir.
Amen.